Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Sue Gerald, the head librarian and CEO over at the Wawa Public Library. It's summertime, so we wanted to talk about some of the summer stuff happening over at the library. A few things already underway. Let's talk about the TD Summer Reading Club is back.
Yeah, so we're back this week, starting this week. On Tuesday, we have our French and English story time. French is in the morning at 10 o'clock and English is in the afternoon at 1:30. So with that, we have a story and a craft. And anyone who participates in story and craft time will have their name entered for our year-end prize, or summer-end prize, which always includes at least one tablet for draw for each club, one for the French and one for the English, as well as other little random prizes weekly. Also, every story read gets their name also in for a candy jar draw, which is a lot of fun. So we encourage literacy with everyone. So anyone who brings in a list of books that they've read throughout the summer will have their name and candy added to the jar. So that's a great incentive to keep the kids reading this summer. We've had it a couple years in a row now, so it's been very successful. We usually end up filling one jar, one big jar, and then sometimes we have an extra for another second prize for a smaller jar. So yeah, it's been a good incentive to getting the kids to read. And we totally leave it to the parents to come in and say, okay, my child read 10 books this week, so they get 10 names in for the draw and 10 candies in the jar. It's definitely an honor system, and we trust that everyone is reading those stories.
One of the other things you've got set up is the Story Walk. It's back this year.
The Story Walk is back this year, so if you want to take a walk downtown and start off in front of the municipal building, and then you just walk and read the story as you come to the library entrance.
As well, you've got a bingo challenge?
We have our summer reading bingo challenge, yes we do. Again, to encourage literacy among the family. So there will be a prize for an adult and prize for a child. So come pick up your bingo sheet. It's also on the website. You can be downloaded and printed off. So I think there's 15 tasks that you have to accomplish throughout the summer. And then once you've done that, you just cut off the bottom tab of the bingo card with your name and phone number on there and drop it in, and we'll put your name in for the draw.
I believe a photo scavenger hunt is coming as well.
Yes, so we're doing our third annual photo scavenger hunt. That's going to happen between the dates of July 14th and July 24th. The rules are posted on the website as well as a release form. We need a photo release form signed by everyone involved. The tasks will be posted the day prior to the 14th. Don't give that out ahead of time. That can either be picked up from the library or printed off from the website as well.
All right, so are there any other important things you want to highlight for the kids during the summertime?
Yes, so Tuesday, as I said, is our story and craft day. Wednesday is our daycare day, so the library staff will be going into both the French and English daycares to read to some of the kids there that they're not able to come into the library, so we're going to go to them. On Thursday, we have our clay club. 10 in the morning is for the younger kids, ages 3 to 6, and in the afternoon at 1:30 for ages 7 to 12. And Friday morning, we have our STEAM club, so that's for 7 to 12-year-olds. And on 1:30, open to everyone, is game club. So it's a pretty busy week.
Sounds like it. And you've still got some of the other seniors programming happening over the summer as well?
We do have our seniors programming. We're starting our intergenerational buddy reading today. We're going to continue up with our knitting connections as well. And then, of course, if there's anyone interested, we are trying to start off a shut-in help for seniors. So library staff would be willing to go into anyone's home to teach them more, a little bit more about how to get on the website and how to put books on hold. Or if they're just simply looking for us to drop off books that they would like to read, we can check them out and drop them off. So we're trying to get that going as well. So we have a base of volunteers that are willing to help us out with that. I'm hoping that that will be something we can continue long term.
All right. And that also touches upon the general reminder that it is still a library. You do have a lot of books and other things that people want to come in and check those out. That's also happening.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, we have our Libby app that's accessible to everyone with a library card. If you would prefer borrowing from the Libby, we get the credits for that as well. That goes to our stats as well. So it's definitely a good option for people who can't make it into the library all the time but want to read. You can get yourself the Libby app and use library card and download ebooks. I have also, starting this year, we're doing something different. We're going to try and do an escape room. So the escape room will be Stranger Things themed. So that's going to be happening on the weekend of the 19th of August. We have 3 days available throughout the weekend. We're hoping to fill in the Saturday time slots first, and then we'll move to the Friday and Sunday should we need. But yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a little fundraiser for the library. So it's going to be a $20 per team for a four-person team. So we're hoping that people have fun with that and come and try it out. And I hope we do a good job in making it a little bit hard, but not too hard.
All right. So anybody wants more information about that, contact the library.
Yes, absolutely.
Once again, that is Sue Gerald, the CEO and head librarian over the Wawa Public Library, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.